Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, great to have Bruce with us. Bruce, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Marty. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good out here. It's Cueto Day today.
And, yeah.
We touched on it, you know, so many times over the years that he's been here and the fun of watching him. And I don't know, maybe baseball is so different. We watched the Marlins come in and throw in 100 last night from the bullpen. And then you see a guy like Cueto and you just appreciate what he can get done.
Yeah, I think it's great for every pitcher to see that, especially because I mentioned something about this in the paper where, you know, kids today, good young baseball players tend to just play all year round. They get on travel teams after school, and everybody's looking for 95 on the gun, and they're throwing as hard as they possibly can pretty much all year round. And then it's Tommy John surgery, and then their career starts over. And you know, Cueto himself had Tommy John. But, you know, a guy with finesse is always going to be able to succeed if he throws strikes and works the corners. That's always going to get people out. As long as you keep him off balance, you'll get him out. And I think he's a great example. You know, obviously, everybody would love to throw 98, but there's a lot to be said for a guy who really works the plate and just is smart out there and maybe doesn't put his arm under quite as much stress.
You know, Marty and I have been talking this morning about the future of Cueto with the team and whether or not the Giants would make a move like maybe they did with Mark Melanson and trying to unload him at some point based on what their contention or their success is or lack thereof next year. What do you think about that, about Johnny Cueto finishing out this contract with the Giants?
Oh, I think they have to keep him no matter what. I mean, you know, the Bumgarner situation is obviously, you know, crucial to everything. But if for some reason he goes to another team, then, you know, Cueto is probably going to be your ace. And, you know, they've got a lot of good young pitchers, but do you really know any of them is going to be a rotation mainstay? You know, they're still going to be rebuilding next year, but it's going to be like this year. If they're playing pretty well and they're in contention, they want to contention, keep the fans coming out there. And I just think it makes all the sense in the world to keep Cueto. He could be the number one guy.
Well, I don't know what Farhan's going to do, Bruce. He's got a lot on his plate. Boy, this is going to be some off season. What do you think the first thing? Well, who's to say what the first thing will be? But I think he's going to clear as many roster spots as he can. And I think the Giants are open for business. I really do with him. I think he just can't wait to get his hands onto this thing.
Yeah, I think the first thing is to trade Belt or to see what's out there. I just think it's time. You know, we all know what he's done, but you know, since we go through this with Crawford and, you know, it's Longoria to some extent. Posey's not going anywhere, but he's certainly not the player that he was. And they just need some new looks. And I think Belt, you know, still has a lot of value. Great defender. He's too streaky, really, to stay in a good lineup. But I think if, you know, teams, you know, see him hitting some power in this ballpark, and he's still got that in him. So I think that they could definitely get a player or two for him. And who knows after that? Again, you know, what happens with Bumgarner is just so crucial. I would really like to see him keep Will Smith. It's possible. It's a little bit complicated, and you know how it is. Guys go into free agency, and you never see him again. But there's nobody in the entire system that's going to close like him. I'm pretty sure of that.
They got like 60 guys on the roster right now, it seems like, right? New guys are coming up every day.
And 59 pitchers, I love it.
They added another one today. Yeah, I think they're at 65 now.
Yeah, another new guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm wondering, because they've scored 8 runs now in the last 2 days, or the last 4 games. Like any lineup Bochy's putting out there is having trouble scoring. Is this discouraging, you think, going into next year, being that so many of these guys you would expect to still be part of the organization after this season?
Well, I think the tone was set early on that the team isn't going to hit and that the veterans are not what they were and that the young guys are question marks. And, you know, the guys who've produced are guys who weren't around. You know, Yastrzemski and Dickerson before he had the abdominal problems. And it's just a plain fact that the Giants don't hit sufficiently to really make enough noise in the National League, just full of power, just everywhere you look. So that's nothing new. I mean, you know, I think a lot depends on, you know, Dubon, if he wins the second base job, if Joey Bart's going to come up and play, if they're going to get an early look at Ramos. I mean, they've got some players in the minor leagues that are, you know, pretty promising. The kid, Luciano, might be too young, but he's he'll get a look before long. So, you know, I'm not surprised by anything that's happened this year in terms of a lack of run production, but I am curious to see how these young guys develop.
You know, last night we had a reliever for the Marlins come in by the name of Guerrero, and, you know, like a winding guy, you know, a big, tall, skinny guy, arms all over the place. And he throws the first pitch 102, like 2 feet over Longoria's head. And I told the story today of Ryan Durant. And, you know, with the glasses that would fog up like Bob Veal. And he'd come in and throw that first pitch on the screen. And, you know, I could see everyone, you know, turning around, looking and saying, what is going on here? And then he would pump 9 strikes in a row. And this guy was fun last night, and that's the Marlins. The Marlins are just, I see what they're doing now. They're just getting every guy who could throw 100, and hopefully that's going to hit.
I'll tell you, watching the highlights last night, Tampa Bay, the big, skinny, tall right-hander, Tyler Glasnow, throwing straight over the top at 100 with a devastating slider. He's been out for a while, but this is somebody the A's are going to have to worry about if it comes down to you know, the wild card situation. But, you know, I think, who was the guy last night who threw, I think, the wildest pitch in history? Time was called, and he threw it into the second deck. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. No.
I'm serious. He threw it like he almost put it, you know, in with the broadcasters, just for the hell of it.
He hit the bull.
Yeah,
that's it.
We got to look at that. That'll be a good one.
Yeah. Look that up. That's really worth seeing.
Did you see Pilar's catch last night?
Yeah, you know, just one in a series for him. That's almost routine. You know, when he first got here, he looked like maybe he'd lost a little bit from the genius that he showed in Toronto, but then the season goes on, and he's been putting his body on the line for great catches when he's not feeling that great. What a find. I sure hope he's part of next year in center field. That would take care of a lot of issues right there.
What do you think of Sean Anderson, Bruce? He pitched back-to-back days yesterday. Was not very good, but his two outings before that were pretty nice. In talking to a couple of people yesterday, Mark Sanchez at KNBR says he thinks that Sean Anderson still views himself as a starter, but if he keep having success as a reliever, probably won't get too many more starts. I like him at the back end of the bullpen.
Yeah, I think he's definitely got the temperament. You know, he threw a couple of cake pitches last night, which, you know, have not been characteristic of him coming out of the bullpen. You know, the Rojas RBI double was right down the pipe. You know, that'll happen, but I think he's definitely worth a look. I think they're probably thinking about him in terms of the bullpen next year because, you know, if they don't have Watson and Smith, and who knows about Moronta, and you know, there's a lot of doubt there. I mean, what was such a great bullpen earlier this season is really kind of, you know, vanished, and will do more so in the free agent market. So I think he's definitely a candidate, and I like the way he goes about it. He's a competitor, so, you know, and he'll have some growth, so we'll see how that goes.
I like it, and he was a closer in college, so he's should be used
to it. Where
did
you go to school, Marty?
He is a Gator. Four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the Gators. Stand up and holler.
There you go. That's what I wanted.
They got lucky last night, let me tell you. Hey, but looking at what's ahead here, two things. One, Bruce, nobody asked Bumgarner what he wants to do. Everyone is telling him what to do, and we're all speculating, but no one said to him, what do you want to do, and just get an answer from him.
Well, I mean, I think just in honor of these last couple of weeks, you know, riding it out with Boshi, I mean, I just don't think he feels it's very cool to talk about going elsewhere. You know, he's a Giant. And I really think in his heart he would love to stay a Giant. And he doesn't know who the next manager is going to be. What if it's a guy like Dave Roberts who panics and takes guys out too early? You know, I mean, if the guy that he doesn't know if he can trust. If it is somebody that he can trust, I think he'd love to stay here and they can work something out. But, you know, I think he's being very, very diplomatic and probably very smart. I mean, he doesn't know what the market's going to be. I'm sure he's looking at some of the contenders. You know, I always think about Atlanta with just a ridiculously loaded lineup and a tremendous future, and they're in the South. And, you know, I don't know. They should definitely go hard for him, but it's just too early to say.
Okay. All right. Some people would say, well, boy, I'd love to, you know, stay, and but I just want to see what free agency is all about. And it's just nothing. And I understand what you said. Those are the motivations behind it, and I think that'll be the ultimate decision for him, whatever his market will be. All right, so they're going into Boston. Yastrzemski returns to Boston. Dan Shaughnessy, I can't wait to see what he writes, or Gordon Eads. And you know that it's going to be classic columns this week about Yaz and his grandson.
I tell you, fans should really look up Yastrzemski, not just the stat line, but exactly what he did in 67 down the stretch. right at the end, I think he went like 7 for 8 in games they had to win. He not only had won the Triple Crown and helped them win the pennant and get to the World Series, he revived the sport of baseball in Boston. You know, all those guys you just mentioned will tell you that. They were a mediocre team. They weren't drawing. They were okay, but not great. And all of a sudden, that 67 season turned it all around. And Carl Yastrzemski, I mean, one of the great months of September that anyone's ever had. Great left-hand hitter, distinctive stance, and he's really worth learning something about.
Well, they're going to go nuts for the kid. I will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Boston is going to go crazy for it.
Marty thinks standing ovation. What do you think, Bruce?
Oh, yeah. I mean, next thing you know, the kid has a great series and the Red Sox make a big play for him.
Yeah. No, and they're putting him in left. I'll guarantee you.
I'll take Mookie Betts for Yaz. That's what I'll take.
Yeah. No, he's going to be in left field playing the wall. I'm interested. I mean, it got my attention. I want to tell you. This is going to be fun. What's your Sunday looking like? How are you?
Good. A lot of NFL. I'm taping my usual 4 or 5 baseball games and 49ers and Raiders. So heavy work on the couch and then a big trip to the refrigerator a little bit later on.
Attaboy. There we go.
You're my hero. You know that. Hey, next Sunday I'm off for a family event. We're very happy to celebrate. You'll be on with Adam next Sunday. So, Bruce, thank you.
Adam knows his stuff.
All right. Have
Take
a good
care,
afternoon.
Guys.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay.
All right. The great Bruce Jenkins from The Chronicle.
Fantastic stuff.